Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm gonna leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's gonna go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
But you're right. We got to talk about that later on because we got a guest.
We got a guest coming up, and man, he, you know, if you headed out to the mall, or maybe you're afraid to go out to the mall. This man's got things for you this morning. Rick Lippert always has gift ideas for us. Most of them, some of them high tech for that person on your list. And if you Black Friday shopping today, he's got some things for us. First of all, happy Thanksgiving to you, and thanks for joining us, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Happy Thanksgiving and Black Friday to you guys, and happy to report from the Best Buy parking lot that things are open and there was a line this morning.
Ooh. Well, now, you didn't say which Best Buy, like where are you located at? What side of town?
What's it say?
Ackworth.
Okay, I know that one.
You said you got a line outside or no line?
We had a small line this morning, and things are open, and the lights are on, and people are walking out with 55-inch televisions for $200.
Man, I'm telling you, I need another. No. I'm glad he said that, too, because we're going to get to his stuff. But that's these TV prices,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
And they do all kind of tricks.
Oh, yeah, smart TV. You got to get
all,
that.
They all kind of tricks.
Okay. I know about that. And nothing better than shopping up there where Rick is at today and then going over to Henry's.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, he knows what I'm talking about, right? There you go. Anyway, thanks for coming on. Let's speak of Best Buy. The first one that you have is something that you can get at Best Buy, Galaxy Smart Tag. Talk about that, man.
Yeah, this is maybe the best under $30 that you can spend. It's the Galaxy Smart Tags from Samsung. These have the little chips or little tags you can put in your bags, your luggage, anything you have, and it will track it for you. You can look at the app, and it'll let you know if your luggage made it on your flight or your golf clubs are still at the golf at the country club or resort. And these really give you peace of mind. And $30 a piece, they buy a couple for yourself, and they make great gifts as well. So easily trackable your bags with the smart tag from Samsung.
That's all right.
See, yeah, and that is, it's great, but it's bittersweet for me, and I would think that that'd be something. No, because it does. It's a great service, but that would aggravate me even more if I was getting off my plane and I found out my bags went the other direction. Right? As I'm standing down there at the carousel waiting for where's my bag at? Oh, it's in Tahiti. You know, that would drive me crazy. But anyway, no, it is something that's it's worthwhile having. I absolutely believe that.
Oh, folks, we're spending time this morning. Always great to spend some time with Rick Lippert when he can join us. And, of course, he is social.
Yes,
you can find
is.
Him always on Twitter, @RickRoswell. So anything that he mentions today and you miss out on, you can go usually to on his social, and he has those things listed as well. All right, the second thing you have here is Hanma, a correct pronunciation, Hanma Golf Clubs.
Yeah, Hanma Golf Clubs, which never go on sale, guys. They're having some deals here for the holidays. This is the one of the oldest golf club manufacturers. People don't realize, and the number one golf club manufacturer out of Japan. The clubs are made in Japan. Really great craftsmanship. Really light golf clubs to swing. I've tried some recently and just really fell in love with them, including the TW 757 driver. So I know there's a lot of golfers out there, a golfer on your list. You may want to check and see what's available for Hanma, and some great deals, which never, like I said, these clubs never go on sale. So check them out.
Yeah. Were you hitting them straighter? That's the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you were? Okay, so that's the best.
I was.
Oh, okay.
I was, which is not my problem usually. I like to get a little more distance, and I was able to do that as well. So maybe it was a mirage with my golf game, but I'm willing to try anything at this point.
See, that's the selling point right there. You see, I was hitting them straighter. Then you got me at the store. That's the way to go. Let's talk about this car phone holder. You got Annabelle, am I saying it right?
Yeah, you got it. And it's, again, another great gift item for under $30. And, you know, these mounts are hit or miss sometimes that you're looking at for your car. And a lot more people have phone mounts in their car because you really shouldn't be touching your phone while you're driving. It's against the law for one thing and not safe. So this car, we'll put the link in the show notes, but this from Amazon, the Anabil car phone holder is really sturdy, made well, and it's got a lot of flexibility to it. It can turn whichever way you want, and however you like your phone when you're driving, this mount will do that.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. And I see something else coming up now because, of course, you know, we got to take care of the tennis folks and the tennis fans. And I said, and so Babolat has something new. Tell us a little about that and really about tennis supply, because we had
say
supply.
That name again.
Babolat.
Babolat?
That's the name of the
okay,
racket.
Okay, I never heard of it.
Is it? No? You ever heard of it?
No, that's French, Greg.
Okay, well, hey, listen, that's why I come to you guys for the education.
Nadal uses it.
Nadal uses it? Yeah. Okay, because I'm going to ask him about that other dude who I don't like who's going back to the Aussie Open. We'll get to that in a second because I know he loves tennis. So let's get
he
to
does
the
not use Babolat.
Yeah, let's get to the product first, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Sam, you know, Babolat always teases us come the end of the year before the Australian Open. They usually release some new rackets, and they did that again this year with the Evo Aero. And again, we talked about those golf clubs being light. This new frame from Babolat's really light. Again, a lot of spin, a lot of power, and these rackets just keep getting better and better. Sam and I talk about this all the time, but this one also has a really nice shock absorption. And they're really easy on your arm. So really for all levels, but I think for the recreational player to the average player, this is a great frame. And, the Evo Aero from Babolat, try to test this out, demo this if you get a chance. It's a nice frame.
Again, Rick Limper joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, Rick, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest here in front of all these people. I got back. You've heard me sort of joke about my tennis game and me playing tennis, right, over the years, and haven't really been out. So last year, or during the summer, Sam and I met after the show, and we went out and hit. And I couldn't have been more humbled. I just looked terrible. I couldn't keep any kind of consistent rally going. Sam was running me back and forth. I could just nothing. But that's going to change this upcoming year.
All right.
You're going to get this Babolat racket.
Well, whether I get that racket or not, what I don't have carrying me is a trailer on my back. Right?
Yep.
I can move around.
You can move. You can move.
Rick, I'm down a number of pounds, and I'm looking forward. Even went out and bought some new shoes just for me and Sam to just hit it around, and I'm looking forward to getting out there this year. And by the time, what's the sponsor now for what used to be the BB&T?
No, just, it's the Atlanta Open.
Atlanta Open. When that hits, I will gain your respect back as far as being on the court.
And that means when we come out to christen the court, when the courts are done, you will be among the media that will come out. And
really?
We play.
Y'all going to let me play?
I don't know. Rick, can we invite Greg?
Yeah, we'll invite Greg. And, you know, Sam's got a nice game. He hits a nice flat ground strokes, and he's got a nice place serve. So Sam's a good measuring stick. If you can rally with Sam, you're doing okay.
All right. Well, I just got to get – it's not like I haven't done this before, but it was embarrassing. And this was all part of who I was as far as physically at that point. So I've corrected some things, and hopefully I'll be ready to go this year.
Man. Yeah.
But you got some great items here. And listen, is that the last one?
You got one more. What's the fifth one?
Oh, yeah, the day pack.
Yeah, day pack. So if you're, you know, I get a lot of questions from hikers, bikers. They need a little backpack to bring with them. So this is from Big Agnes. It's their 20-day pack, brand new, perfect for hikes and everyday travel. But it also fit if you need to fit a laptop or some work items in there. It'll do that as well. And along with that, a little bonus comes from Big Agnes, a trash can bag, which is for the first time ever, it's an attachable 7-liter duffel stuff bag that attaches to the day pack and lets you put your garbage in that as you're hiking or out walking for the day, and then easily dumps into a trash canister, and you're keeping everything clean, the environment clean, with a great backpack and this little trash can accessory that goes with it. So I love this, and this company's really eco-friendly and does things the right way. So, and they look good as well, come in different colors, and I'm always looking for a nice new day pack or backpack, and this is a great one.
That's right. They thought of everything.
I love the name, too.
Yeah.
Because I've been laughing at it, because I got a neighbor who I'm going to call from now on, Big Agnes.
Big Agnes?
She's a big Agnes. She's not a nice neighbor, so I can.
Oh,
big
see,
Agnes.
That's mean. That's mean.
In the spirit
of the holiday season. Come
All
on.
Right, I'll wait till next week.
Rick, we got to move up. Rick, we appreciate you getting up and giving us some Black Friday ideas.
Yes, thank you, sir.
And we'll check back with you next month for those last-minute ideas, as we always do.
In a few weeks.
Yep, in a few weeks.
Yeah.
But thanks so much.
I always have something good for that. So thanks, guys. Have a great great weekend, and talk to you soon.
Appreciate it.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball.
A fear you can't shake.
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball.
A fear you can't shake.
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.